The Cannabis Investor Spotlight Series is sponsored by Integrated CBD, an institutional-grade supplier of organically grown hemp and hemp-derived CBD. Integrated CBD's 10,000 acres of drip-irrigated farmland in Arizona allows for sustainable year-round growing. Combine that with their USDA organic certification and their 154,000-square-foot extraction facility, and Integrated CBD is able to deliver unmatched uniformity and consistency that scales with your phytocannabinoid needs. Integrated CBD then goes even further, providing complete transparency into their products by tracking and tracing their CBD from seed to lab to bottles through an exclusive partnership with Verified Organic, a blockchain solution that records and verifies each step of the organic production. To learn how Integrated CBD's vertically integrated, single-origin, fully transparent solution scales to meet your company's hemp and CBD needs, visit integrated-cbd.com. Mention that you heard it on this podcast and receive 5% off your first year orders. Terms and conditions apply. That's integrated-cbd.com to receive 5% off all your first year orders. Integrated CBD, the certified USDA organic, fully traceable hemp-derived phytocannabinoid solution that delivers at institutional scale.
There's three ways to find a doctor on our site. You can either click on the drop-down and pick the city that you want to find someone in. You could put your zip code, because it is zip code-based, or you could just search the whole state by going to find a doctor and clicking on whatever state that it is.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's a special encore performance of the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. I'm Dan Humiston. And on today's show, how this 10-year-old cannabis company is helping unite patients with the medical marijuana doctors in their area. Today in the Raising Cannabis Capital Series, we are joined by Ray Carrera, COO of Marijuana Doctors. Ray, welcome to the MJ Bulls podcast.
How you doing, Dan? Pleasure to be here and be able to tell our story.
Well, we're glad to have you. You know, it's great to be able to say this, majority of the states in America allow some form of medical marijuana, and the momentum is pushing the remaining states, and it won't be long before almost every state has laws in place. But while this is great news, you know, patients are still running into challenges getting their medicine, and one of the biggest obstacles patients are running into is locating a doctor who will prescribe their medicine. You know, to most outsiders, this makes no sense. Can you try to explain to our listeners why it's hard for patients in medically legal cannabis states to find a doctor to write a prescription?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest challenges that the market is facing right now is that complex internet laws and prejudicial algorithms, they make it really tough for an MMJ provider to engage with their patients, right? They have to follow rules and regulations, social media and internet law, and that creates a major void to fill, and that's why Marijuana Doctors was created. We built this company really to bridge the gap between patients and physicians and give patients the ability to learn about what's involved in the journey that they have to go on in order to get their medical cannabis recommendation. On our site, we have every law in every state, how to get your card, what qualifies, and we have a number of resources that will explain to patients for whatever condition or ailment they have how medical marijuana works and how it could be used in conjunction with their treatment. That all being said, one of the other major problems for providers is that, listen, traditional advertising is expensive, right? A small doctor practice, it's very tough for them to spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in advertising for 3 30-second ads on television or on the radio. And traditionally, if you and I were building a business, we would want to write a lot of content for organic SEO, which is going to get you up the ranks. And one of the things that we've done operating for the last 10 years. Well, that could be very costly. We get our clients on the first page of Google pretty much in every state east of Colorado overnight.
I can see what you're talking about because we've had a lot of guests on our show that talk about the challenges everybody has in advertising in this industry and how most traditional outlets are blocked from use. So you fill that void. You also make it possible for the small practitioner to get their message out, and you get them moved up onto you know, the first page of Google, which is next to impossible if you're a doctor. I'm on your website right now. And if you have an opportunity, you got to go to this website. It's like the one-stop shop. You know, holy cow, it's got essentially every bit of information you could possibly need about the different states. But maybe you can take a minute, walk me through how it works on your website.
So first things first, the number one and number two search term for patients looking for a physician is marijuana doctor or cannabis doctor in the city and or state. So if you told me you were in Buffalo and you tested it out yourself and you typed in Buffalo marijuana doctor, cannabis doctor, what you'll see as a result is a link or two, normally ahead of even the Department of Health, which is even tougher to outrank the Department of Health governmental website. It takes you right to our site and it'll show you all the doctors that are in Buffalo, for example. There's three ways to find a doctor on our site. You can either click on the drop-down and pick the city that you want to find someone in. You could put your zip code, because it is zip code-based, or you could just search the whole state by going to find a doctor and clicking on whatever state that it is. And again, we provide the transparency of pricing, the hours of operation.
Like you said, just to find a doctor, you go onto Google and you type in medical marijuana or marijuana doctors, and your information pops right up. You know, that's a game changer right there. One of the things that you said earlier that I find fascinating is that you've been in business for 10 years. Legally, in the cannabis business for 10 years, you've got to be one of the few companies that can really say that.
You know what? We're really proud about the fact that we've been operating so long in the industry. We didn't start producing revenues to about 3 years ago, and we've grown in just about 3 years by close to 400%. And a lot of that's a tribute to basically putting together the right network. We did a lot of testing, tons of R&D. What we're really focused on is really increasing that user experience to make it as a marketplace for all the providers and patients to interact, and really for patients to be able to make an informed decision. So we became the authoritative source in the industry providing that information, and we want to continue to do it, build out the network, and really provide the consumer or patient with an overall experience that is second to none.
I'd like to take a quick break to thank one of our sponsors, Creating Better Days, and their line of high-quality CBD products. The benefits of including CBD into your wellness lifestyle are well documented, but with so many brands, it's hard to know which one to trust. Creating Better Days' manufacturing process includes an additional step that includes nano-emulsification technology, making their products more effective, faster absorbent, and more potent. And with the transparency of specific QR codes and lot numbers on each package, you can be confident that you always receive the highest quality CBD from U.S.-grown hemp. To learn more about Creating Better Days' high-quality CBD products and to receive 20% off today's order, go to creatingbetterdays.com and use coupon code RAISING at checkout. That's creatingbetterdays.com, coupon code RAISING at checkout. Creating Better Days, trusted, high-quality hemp CBD products. You know, in addition to being around for 10 years, which is unique in itself, the other thing you just said just a minute ago was that you guys are profitable. A lot of the companies in the industry right now are new. They haven't achieved profitability yet. You have, but you have such a daunting task ahead of you. I don't know how you could possibly grow at the rate you need to grow out of cash flow. So that rolls into you're raising money.
Yes. So with an average of 4 salespeople last year, we did about $2.5 million in revenue. We think we can get to be within 5 years, a company doing close to $55 million in revenue. I mean, the way we're going to do that is very simple. We are rolling out our dispensary section. We're going to scale our sales force. Right now, I have 7 salespeople. We're going to grow that by another 10. We're also going to spend a good amount of money in R&D and a lot of money on marketing and PR. We feel that with the infusion of capital, we will replicate what we've done already, and our numbers are really going to grow exponentially. We preferably are looking for strategic investors that can add value. And, you know, we're talking pretty closely with a couple companies before we even sent out our deck. We've had a lot of interest so far. So I suspect that we will get this round done pretty quickly, and then we can really focus on growing the core business.
Well, I think you're in a, you know, really positioned yourself well, considering the fact that you've been around for 10 years. You have a solid business model already, which is profitable. You've done all the foundational work. Company's up and running. It's a proven model. And now let's take it to the next level. That's going to be great. It's going to be great. We'll have all marijuana doctors' information on the MJ Bulls website. And like I said, this one's going to go fast. So if anybody's interested, I would recommend you move quickly on this one. Ray, thanks for being on the show. And more important, thanks for the work that you guys are doing. It's super important, patients, to have access to this medicine. Thanks for making sure that can happen.
Yeah, Dan, I think this is something that we're really proud of, what we built. We know that I've had patients come up to me from drive 4 hours when we're at a conference just to say thank you. I think success is really defined by the beneficial footprint that one leaves on society. And I can tell you firsthand, from employees to the patients we serve to the doctors we work with, it's really gratifying to see this all come together. And now that the industry is evolving so quickly, we're really prepared to capitalize on it. So I definitely thank you and your interest in talking and with our company and all the nice things that you've said about us. We really appreciate that. And we're going to keep staying centered on the patient, creating that experience, really second to none.
Keep it up and keep us posted how things go too, okay?
Thank you so much. You have a great week and look forward to talking again.
Today's show was made possible by the generous support of our sponsors, like Helix TCS, the leading provider of critical infrastructure services to the legal cannabis industry. Recently, Helix's president of data services and former New York Stock Exchange executive Garvis Toler was a guest on the show to discuss cannabis capital markets and how savvy businesses and investors are capitalizing on the recent downturn. Tune into episode 152 to learn more. Today's podcast was produced by MJ Bulls Media, the industry's premier cannabis podcast network, with original music produced in part by Jamie Humiston. I'm Dan Humiston, and you've been listening to the Raising Cannabis Capital Podcast.